Love Rising Honey Buns. This is the Sunday Show with LaTanya Michelle.
And Mark White.
It is Sunday, April 21st. Welcome to this edition of the Sunday Show.
KTOI Radio 104.7 produces the Sunday Show. We bring it to you live each Sunday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. Our phone lines are always open and we welcome your questions and comments at 903-794-1047. The opinions expressed on the Sunday Show are the host only and aren't representative of KTOI. TOY, nor the Texarkana Media Center. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you all smiles and giggles today, I see.
Listen, I feel high. Like, I've been sick. I said that on the radio, but let me make sure I explain. So, I have been sick all week. And so, this is my first day out, and I still feel off balance. I'm playing it off. Make sure y'all clear that up. Don't go spread rumors about LaTanya Michelle.
You feel high because feel of 420, like it's carrying the same.
Now! No, I was in a bad sleep. What me? What me?
Okay, I was just trying to check. Now
it was a high off. I just feel like I still got medicine in my system. Well, make sure we explain that.
Okay. Well, it's always good to be in studio and also to have you all as our listening audience each and every Sunday morning. LaTanya and I certainly appreciate it. A lot going on in the area today. You know, there's a Jazz in the Park at Spring Lake Park today from 6 to 9. Nice. So it's going to be a special performance by the Funky Groove Music and Lenny Nance and the Network. I would encourage that everybody, if you get an opportunity, you love jazz music, to go on out there between 6 and 9 p.m. today at Spring Lake Park. So by all means, you know, step out there and take a look at it. Also, let's not forget the April Love Foundation Walk in Love. It's going to be at the Hope Fair Park, and that's going to be on the 27th of April, so that's next Saturday, at 800 South Mockingbird, Hope, Arkansas, 71801. If you're interested in doing it, please get in contact with www.aprillovefoundation.org. That's definitely a run with a purpose. Also, this is something that's going to be near and dear to LaTanya and my heart, it looks like. We're going to have the Bowl-a-thon. We had Miss Alexis Lampkins in last week to talk about this is for the strikeout child abuse. There's going to be a Bowl-a-thon on Monday, the 29th. Okay, and that's going to be at 6 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. Entry fee is $25 per bowl or $100 for a team of four. This includes two games and get the shoes. They would say if you're going to have a team, try to have some T-shirts. LaTanya and I are planning on being out there, so if you guys want to see some comedy, come on out there.
Nothing but comedy.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot
of comedy. Nothing but comedy.
Yeah,
matter of fact, I'm trying to recruit two more people for our team, since it'll be the Sunday Show team.
Right, so we'll be out there.
Can you bowl at all?
I can.
What's I can? What does that mean?
Well, you know, I'm not going to just throw all gutters.
Do you get 100 at least? Do you at least break 100?
I can break 100.
Yeah, you're doing better than me.
I could break 100.
Just 101 or like 130?
Well, as long as 100's broke, that's all it matters.
Oh, see. Okay, so you suck like me. All right, cool. Yeah.
Okay.
They do have a prize for the worst team, so we're good.
Well, hopefully we won't get that. Maybe we're going to get the prize for the best one.
Shoot.
We're going to be real. We're going to do our best.
It's for a good cause.
It's for a good cause, absolutely. Get this opportunity to come out, please. And listen, even if you don't want a bowl, come on out. They're gonna have boxes. They're gonna have stuff that you can drop off, shoes, undergarments, socks, all these things that people would need. These young kids would need. So by all means, please come on out there and bring some stuff out there. Even if you don't want to bowl and you want to look at LaTanya and I make clowns of ourselves, at least come out there and drop some stuff off and have a good time. It's all about that. Again, we try to keep you all informed about what's going on in the community. We're certainly glad to do that for you. Also, let's not forget the radio station is doing have Texas Rangers tickets. You can win four tickets to see the Texas Rangers play at the Globe Life Field. You got to enter by filling out the form at sponsored places like Plato's Closet, Rawls Furniture, Roy's Pawn Shop, and Archie Motors. So sign up for those and get the opportunity to win four tickets to go see the world champion Texas Rangers play down in Arlington. So by all means, listen to that and get yourself involved in that.
Are they good seats? Shut up, Tanya. I'm on my business.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Because we can't get them, right? So no, we really can't matter. Get them.
And that doesn't mean that the listening audience can't have them.
Or one of my homeboys can, or all my homegirls can get it.
See what I'm talking about?
Them.
See, okay. Already anyways. Messing up stuff. All right. Let's go on to national news. National news, well, as all of you are aware, the former president's criminal trial and for hush money payments has got the jury all set. 12 jurors and 6 alternates are already in place. The trial is going to start tomorrow. Arguments from both the prosecution and the defense. We'll see how that goes, how that's going to go. It's 7 men and 4 and 5 women that are in the main jury, the main jurors there. So again, I'm sure everybody will be glued to that to see what's going on with that. Hopefully, whatever information they have, it'll come out, and then whatever decisions are made will be made at that particular point in time. Also, across the nation, we had some weather in here yesterday. We got a lot of rain.
Yes.
Oh, man, we had quite a bit of rain. It was a little bit of lightning and thunder, but the good thing is I don't know if any power outages or any trees down, so that's the blessing. Hopefully that everybody is safe out there and they didn't have any problems. We certainly hope that is the case. Internationally, it looks like the United States Congress is going to finally get the money to help out Ukraine and also help out Israel. Israel also, they're still playing tit for tat with the Islamic Republic of Iran. We hope that that is not an escalation, because you don't want to get the United States involved in that. But hopefully cooler heads prevail. Hopefully they'll stop that foolishness, sending missiles back and forth between each other, and don't escalate that war between, you know, those two countries. Other than that, listen, we got a lot going on. We got a good show today.
We do.
And we got a couple of guests in studio with us.
We do.
And we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to introduce those. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas on 104.7 KTOY.
Don't let money come between you and your next vehicle. Go to Archie Motors. They have quality pre-owned vehicles with great prices. Whether you want an economy car or a full-size truck, Archie Motors can help you find the right vehicle to fit your budget. And at Archie Motors, you will find quality mechanics that will ensure your vehicle stays roadworthy for years to come. Stop in. Locally owned and operated. Archie Motors, 1350 North Kings Highway in Nash, Texas. Call 903-255-7265.
Ball four, take your base.
The only thing worse than a pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye, home run.
Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark picks you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning, even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate and all the storage you need. Get the network you want on the iPhone you love, only on Verizon.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Transform your thinking. Transform your life. Transform your destiny at Transformation Center International in Texarkana. If you've ever wondered why you're here, what your purpose in life is, or who you really are, discover the answers and enjoy life as it is meant to be lived. Transformation Center International is your life center. Join Apostle Dennis Cook as he guides you through God's Word to uncover the message that God wants to give to you. Every week, you discover valuable lessons and insights to help you find more fulfillment in the journey of life. Hear from Apostle Dennis Cook each week at Transformation Center International. Sunday mornings at 9, Wednesday evenings at 7, and on the first Sunday evening of every month, come to the Empowerment Service at 6:30. Transformation Center International, your
Your Life Center, where you'll find life and life more abundantly. It's at 1111 Hazel Street in Texarkana, Texas. Call 903-280-1051.
At KTLY, we've put together everything you need for the ultimate backyard barbecue. From a big green egg to gift cards for your meat and passes to take the family to the water park. We give it all away right before Memorial Day. Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live roadshows this month or at a sponsor location.
Including Unclaimed Furniture, Wingstop, or Honda, and the Bin Store and more.
The ultimate backyard barbecue giveaway is back from Texarkana's R&B, 104.7 KTOY.
Hey, what up? This is your boy, Ricky Smiley, and you're in the Village Community Studio with Sunday show host Mark White and LaTanya Michelle on 104.7 KTOY.
Now back to the Sunday show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle, brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas.
And we are back. Now, there's a few things that I get geeked about, you know, and so me and Mark have our little off-screen conversations and everything and stuff, and so he just surprised me. I heard it earlier, but I'm excited, because when Ricky Smiley says, your name, you kind of in the door. He said yours too, Mark. I mean, that is not, he didn't just say the time.
You just threw me in.
I just want to make sure, you know, he said your name first.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. So on to the show. You know, y'all, I'm a little goofy, and they already know that I was kind of geeked about that. So anyways, today we have a video with us. Mm-hmm. And actually, you know, they say, When a family works together, mm-hmm. and pray together, mm-hmm. It means a lot, right. You know. And so I invited the mom in because mm-hmm. I thought she was super dope. Mm-hmm. But then I realized the son is just as dope. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start the show off. I'm going to introduce both of them, but we're going to talk to the son first. We're going to Aiden Howard. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I love each of you. I'm amazing. How has your week been?
It's been good. I'm getting ready to go back to school tomorrow, so I'm just getting adjusted.
Okay. I'm gonna introduce your mom, even though we're gonna keep her quiet for a little while. Yes, but we also have in the studio his mom, Andrea Smith. How are you, Miss Coach Cookie?
Good morning,
y'all. How are you?
As you can see, she's a whole lot more lively there.
right. You know, when the two of us get together, it's a vibe. We about to shut it down, but. Anyways, Aiden, if you don't already know, which I'm sure everybody in the city knows who you are.
I hope so.
Listen. Aiden, what grade are you in?
I'm in ninth grade.
You're in the ninth grade?
Okay. So that means he's 14, 15 years old.
14, 15?
Mm-hmm.
So I just had a conversation with you offhand, but I'm going to let you talk. Tell the city who don't know who you are a little about who Mr. Howard is.
Yes, so everybody, my name is Aiden Howard, and I'm really a youth advocate and also an advocate for the Black community. My career spans from Kansas City to Dallas, Nevada, Las Vegas, all of that, and I just really want to advocate for the youth and the Black community. I've spoke at mental health conferences. I've done pitch it like in other states and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's really fun to just get out there and see the world, and I just hope that I can make a name for myself in Texarkana.
Where did that confidence come from? Like, did you just wake up one morning and say, I'm just gonna be Aiden the man, and I'm just gonna go all over the world?
I just got it from my mom, I guess.
Your mama?
Like, you get it from your mama?
Go ahead.
I saw her really believe in herself and invest in herself, and I was like, that's what I want to do too. And I did, and it paid out.
Do you remember at what age you started?
Like around 9, 10, or 11, somewhere in that area.
You had an understanding of those type of issues when you were 9, 10, and 11 years old.
Yes, sir, because in 2018, 2019, that's when like a lot of police brutality started to occur. Yeah. So that really just opened my eyes to see what the world was truly like.
Oh, okay. Well, unfortunately, police brutality was long before that. But
yeah, that was like started out.
But I'm glad you had opportunity to open your eyes to it and the rest of the community as well. Yes.
Have you ever talked public speaking?
Natural.
Are you a natural?
I'm kind of a natural lady.
Yes, I love it. Okay. So we have you here to talk about one thing, but now that you're here, we talk a lot on this show. One of the things that we talk about all the time is getting our community together. and speaking on the behalf of the people who don't have voices or whatever. So we're like an older group, and it's important for us to also connect with everybody. That includes the younger group. Mm-hmm. So you started something that's very significant that a lot of people may not even know a lot of information on it. You are doing the Juneteenth parade.
Yes, ma'am.
Why? What? Tell us the background of that.
So what's so funny is when I decided to host the Juneteenth parade or facilitate it, I didn't even expect it to be the Juneteenth parade. It was in February, and I thought it was going to be like a parade for black businesses because my mom's business had just launched. Mm-hmm. So seeing her kind of struggle to really put herself out there, I was like, so what can I do myself to give other black businesses a platform? And with it being February and such like short time to really plan a parade, I was like, you know what, I'm going to just wait till Juneteenth to do it. And it kind of correlated because, you know, Juneteenth is when slaves were fully emancipated, even though getting lied to 2 years prior to that.
In the state of Texas, yeah.
Yes, sir. So yeah, it really just worked out to have both of those on the same day and commemorate and celebrate both black businesses, but also slavery's being emancipated.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been doing that?
4 years now.
Wow. Do you see people hear that you're doing this and everything, but they don't see what goes on in the background. Has it gotten any easier, truthfully?
Well, I was kind of expected to see that when things grow, like, it's going to get a little bit more complicated. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it has gotten complicated, yes, ma'am.
It's gotten harder?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just want to know, because that's the real life of being a business owner, ma'am, and stuff. So you get to see the down and dirty.
And for me, it's just kind of like, you know, you set a goal, you do good at something once, so how can you exponentially grow that the next year after that? So that's kind of what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to continue to grow and develop to a better rate than last time.
Okay, so do you have a goal of how many people you want this year?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, yes, ma'am.
You're fine. What's your goal?
I want to have at least 150 entries.
How many do you have so far?
So far, I have 10, but compared to like, compared to previous years, this is better than my other entries at this time. Because typically I really start getting entries in May, so to get entries whole two months prior to it, because these really started in March, right, that is better.
And so when is your deadline for the last entry? Do you have one?
My deadline would probably be June 9th. Just kind of give a little week and more days in advance for people to sign up.
So the actual parade is what? June 15th.
At 4 p.m.
Okay. All right. And that's going to be downtown Broad Street?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And is there entry fee?
Yes, sir. The entry fee is $25.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, you also just recently got an award for the city.
Yes, ma'am.
The youth, what was it?
It was Leadership Texarkana, but I won the Youth Wilbur Award.
Did you have any clue that you were going to get it?
No, my teacher, a shout out to Ms. Huber, Hannah Huber, she nominated me, and I didn't even know. But my principal told me to go ahead and just go to the conference. I didn't expect to win anything. And I went there, and I won an award, thanks to God. So.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Question, because we don't want to take up all your time. You being a youth in the city of Texarkana, what do you think... Or do you have any suggestions of how we can come together, we can bridge the gap, the age gap, yes, or where we can all work together to make Texarkana a better city?
Yes, ma'am. Well, there's many barriers generation to generation because different ages comes with different experiences. So, you know, what one generation endured, I might not be able to relate to that. Mm-hmm. Or even what I endured, they might not even be able to relate to that. Mm-hmm. But really, I just feel like if we invest in the youth, but also we educate the youth and show them what to do and what not to do to better ourselves, I feel like that could be like the bridge or what connects us.
So okay, what does that look like?
Right.
Okay, so with me, for example, I know when I got started with my public speaking, like, I feel like every youth's, like, niche or what they're really good at, that's what you should invest in or try your best to educate them in. Mm-hmm. I know my strongest point probably in life is public speaking. Mm-hmm. So when I started and I didn't really have anybody to educate me or get me to that next level, it would have been great if somebody would have invested in me or showed me how to correctly public speak, or even when like booking gigs or whatever, how to really get that set up. Mm-hmm. So I feel like just see an individual's niche or what they're really good at or the strongest point, then invest in that.
Okay. And so being that you are a young person Latanya's point that bridging that gap, because we, of course, there is a huge gap between how old we are and then how old you are. And so we're trying to understand how can we be able to relate to your age, so we can get them to understand that, yeah, we've been down that road, we have those experiences, yet we want to see you succeed at what you do. You said finding a niche. That's great, and that's good for us to try to recognize that those niches are there for each individual. But how do we, because see, what we see is a lack of understanding where the young folks think, oh, y'all just too old, y'all don't have no idea about what it is that we're talking about. And then as an older person, we say, you guys are too young, you think you know everything, and there's a lot going on that you don't need to know. How do we close that up in regard? I'm talking, and it may be, I understand how difficult the question may be, but how do we close that gap?
And before you answer, let me say this. Let's put that on a regular everyday level, mm-hmm. and maybe not. And you're a little. Let's say this: you're above average. Mm-hmm. You're not the typical mm-hmm. young man, mm-hmm. but you're still in the midst of it. So you know and you see. Mm-hmm. So if you had to speak for the everyday normal child, typical child, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
What would you say, or some ideas?
Yes, ma'am. Well, really, to start off, I feel like even though we're two different generations, we could always communicate about everything, or we could always like try to explain or convey the message that we feel or the issues that we go through. But also, with this being two different generations, there's, even if I do tell you, you may not always completely relate to it, mm-hmm. but I feel like it's very essential that you kind of, that you're empathetic to what I say, mm-hmm. and how our communication, like technique or tactics, like to really listen to it, mm-hmm. instead of just giving advice from what would happen when you were my age, because mm-hmm. that's not going to be relatable. But communication definitely is key in deciding how to give that advice or what advice to give.
How do we get to the communication? How right. do we? Yeah. What do we do, or what can we do to get to be able to communicate?
Right.
I think that's kind of. That answer may vary, like, among person to person. Because with me, like, my grandmother, for example, or even my mom, we have open communication, so I could always just go to them and tell them about the issue, mm-hmm. and they'll listen and receive that. So, for different people, I don't really know what their communicative relationship is, mm-hmm. or when they speak, what it's like. Mm-hmm. But I feel like just breaking down that generational wall or that age wall really just... saying, hey, we might be two completely different ages, or there may be decades in between your age and my age, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but we still can always talk about it. So I don't know how two other individuals would settle that matter, but I know how I would.
So mm-hmm. do you think there's something that we're missing, like youth centers or something in Texarkana? Any suggestions that you think that we should have that we don't have?
Well, yes, ma'am. And we do have a youth center. It's called We Are Washington.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a great outlet to connect to, like, the youth. But for pre-adolescents, people such as myself.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
who I'm looking at. I'm looking at the teenagers.
Yes, ma'am.
Not the younger ones, but, like, more of the teenagers, the one that's getting ready to graduate high school and all of that, like, that age gap.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm looking for, like, probably like 15 and older, the ones that could get in trouble because they're on the streets and there's mm-hmm. nothing to do and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. Well, there are a couple of programs and platforms being launched to people targeting that age group, 15 and over. I know the Scholars is one. I'm yes. a co-founder of one. It's called the Sword and Shield Program. It's still in the development process, but we're instilling in African-American pre-adolescents like goals and things that they need to have in life, mm-hmm. and certain virtues and morals. So and we're working with people older than us in fraternities, the Divine Nine Life, mm-hmm. so that would be a great way to connect, to just have a program that connects the both. But I feel like we could always tear down a wall. I feel like even though, despite the fact that it may seem like there's always going to be something blocking us, we can always do everything in our power to tear down a wall to open that communication policy. And it may be hard, but comparing today's struggles like to what it used to be, I feel like the black community and society, we've been through so much. Mm-hmm. So it would be great for us to take those past lessons and apply it to our lives now.
Mm-hmm.
So can we challenge you and put you out on the streets for us?
Yes, ma'am.
And ask other children, youth, their ideas, their thoughts and stuff. And you bring it back to us and see what we can do.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be quite interested in hearing what they have to say.
Honest opinion.
Yeah, honest opinion. Like, yeah, and jot those things down and bring them to us.
Yeah.
And we'll have a discussion. discussion with them. If we have to bring some kids in to have the discussion with them, because we want to try to bridge that gap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do everything we can to bridge that gap, because we're hoping that if we can do that, we can minimize some of the other stuff that goes on, you know, the violence and the truancy and all the other stuff that goes on. You know, you're a great example of that, you know, because you speak very well. And I'm hoping that the communication that you give and that you get from them, then you bring to us, that we can, you know, expound on that and allow that, you know, hopefully we can help, you know, with some of the stuff that goes on in the area.
Yes, sir. And I love that concept, because with my own experience, maybe that may not be able to compare it to other people
right.
my age.
Right, correct.
So it's great to get a wider exactly. or broader range of people.
Absolutely.
My age.
And we're also looking for the youth that's not involved in anything. Mm-hmm. The youth that's, you know, you're involved. I'm sure your friends are involved in something. You guys are doing stuff. But there's a missing group out there mm-hmm. that needs attention. And we mm-hmm. want to try to get them as much attention as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Give them a voice too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So mm-hmm. I'm counting on you.
I got you.
So when I start bugging you, don't run from me.
I'm gonna remove you.
I know where you live.
Yes, <ma'am. laughs>
Okay, so let's again, you got the Juneteenth parade down on Broad Street, going to be on the 15th yes. of June. Entry fee $25.
Yes, sir. And you can contact me at 903-748-9636. Again, that's 903-748-9636. And on top of that, come on down to the station. I'll be patients here. So just go up to the front desk and say that you need an application, and you're in.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so
much. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
I feel like he was my nephew and I helped raise him. Look at me always trying to take credit for something. I didn't. However.
Well, Gary, we certainly appreciate you. And we know you're a busy person. But keep it up. You know, we're going to look forward to hopefully one of these days when we decide we're going to retire from broadcasting, you take this spot and you can keep it moving in the right direction. That'd be good.
Yes, sir. Well, my mom always told me I got in trouble in school when I was younger for running my mouth. So she told me to at least capitalize off of it.
Making you use it for something,
right?
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right. That's
what's up. We're going to take a quick break.
Yep.
And we will be back with you guys secondly.
We'll be right back with more of The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas on 104.7 KTOY.
In Arkansas, cancers of the lung, breast, prostate, and colon are the leading cause of cancer deaths. Yet simple screenings can save lives, helping doctors find and treat cancer early. If you have a family history of cancer, you need to start screenings even earlier, because cancer screenings can never come too soon, only too late. To learn more, visit cancer.uams.edu. Sponsored by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and UAMS.
Did you know one of the best investments you can make? It's in yourself! At My Computer Career, in just a few months, you could start your new career in the high-demand, recession-resistant field of information technology. Isn't it time you invest in you and start a career in networking, cybersecurity, AI, or upskill to boost your current IT career? So, get the ROI you deserve at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Start now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Transform your thinking. Transform your life. Transform your destiny at Transformation Center International in Texarkana. If you've ever wondered why you're here, what your purpose in life is, or who you really are, discover the answers and enjoy life as it is meant to be lived. Transformation Center International is your life center. Join Apostle Dennis Cook as he guides you through God's Word. That God wants to give to you every week.
you discover valuable lessons and insights to help you find more fulfillment in the journey of life. Hear from Apostle Dennis Cook each week at Transformation Center International. Sunday mornings at 9, Wednesday evenings at 7, and on the first Sunday evening of every month, come to the Empowerment Service at 6:30. Transformation Center International, your life center, where you'll find life and life more abundantly. It's at 1111 Hazel Street in Texarkana, Texas. Call 903-280-1051.